Welcome to the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is the show that brings you 26 different stories around Southwest Michigan in 26 weeks, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Want to know more about the work of the United Way? Visit uwsm.org.
Welcome to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. I'm your host, Anna Murphy, president of United Way of Southwest Michigan. Tonight, we're going to talk about everyday philanthropists. One of the many things United Way does is create everyday philanthropists. We give everyone in our community the opportunity to participate in large-scale philanthropy that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. Through United Way, everyday philanthropists can take a big role in solving our area's most pressing needs. So tonight we're going to talk to some of our friends that are everyday philanthropists. My first guest is Rick Dyer of Edgewater Bank. Well, welcome. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad you're here this evening.
I am thrilled to be here.
Well, that's great. So before we kind of talk about philanthropy and your kind of take on philanthropy, I want to talk about you. I want the audience to get to know who you are. Where did you come from? How did you get to where you are?
I came from here. I'm born and raised in St. Joe. So a native of St. Joe, went to high school, St. Joe graduate.
What year was that, Rick?
That was 1976. So I think it's close to about the same time you were graduating.
Yeah. Yes. I was 81.
Yeah, so that's close.
Yes, it is.
So that's close. I was a bicentennial grad.
My brother was in your class.
It's a good class. Yeah, it's a wonderful class.
I know.
So, but no, born and raised here, went to school here, left here, went to Kalamazoo College. From there, went into banking, and next year will be my 40th year in banking. So that's really all I've ever done.
Wow. And never had any interest in doing something else?
I love what I do.
When
you can do what you love and it's a passion, then why not?
I totally believe that, so I appreciate that. So let's talk about Edgewater Bank a little bit. What is your role there?
President and CEO of the real local bank.
And what do you do every day?
Take care of people. We take care of people. We take care of individuals. We take care of our business community. We take care of the community itself. I mean, a true community bank has to be here for all parts of the community, and that's what we strive to do.
And how long have you been at Edgewater?
Since the December of 2008.
Okay. All right. And you came back in the area at that time, correct?
I did. I moved away when I went to college and came back 30 some years later. Always connected though. My parents still lived here. They still lived in the house I grew up in. So always connected to the area, but never thought I'd move back, but absolutely thrilled that I did.
Well, we're thrilled that you did as well.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit about your background in the community, because I know that you're involved in a lot of different things and you have a lot of different passions. What are some of those?
Passion is really just kind of giving back. I mean, this community gave me a lot. I sit on the St. Joe School Board, and one of the reasons I do that is because the school district itself gave me my start. So it's a give back to the district itself, but it's also to other organizations, to the community as a whole. That's what we believe in as an organization. That's what I believe in individually, is give back.
And you have a longer history with United Way than just the time that you've been at Edgewater, because I know you were involved in another United Way. But when did you get started with United Way?
So this is going on 40 years of banking. And to be honest, I think I started giving to United Way probably after the first few years of banking. So I probably have given to United Way for over 30 years through three, four different communities.
Do you remember what it was like when you were asked the first time to give to United Way? I know that's a while ago, but
the memory is tough. But my guess is the response was, why should I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I give money away that I just earned to someone else? And that's probably what I thought way back when.
So has that changed over time?
Absolutely. I mean, it sounds trite, but when you do have something to give, you give back. And whether that's money, that's time, that's resources, whatever it is, it is. I mean, it's just, you share.
So I want to talk a little bit about what Edgewater Bank means to the community. You have a tagline that you are
the real local bank.
Right. So what does that mean? Because I think that puts an expectation on the bank that you do more or do for the community. So what are some of those things that you do in the community?
All of our employees and officers, we're involved in a lot of different organizations. Many of the organizations in town, there is someone from Edgewater on those boards, on those committees. So we represent the community. We represent our bank in those meetings. We try to give back in all sorts of ways. I mean, right now we've got a healthy lifestyle theme, and we won an award from the governor's office.
I saw that. That's awesome. Yeah.
And one of the key things we're doing right now is we're sharing that back with the community and what it means to be healthy, and you can be both physically and fiscally healthy in an organization.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and I'm talking with Rick Dyer of Edgewater Bank about Everyday Philanthropist. We were just talking about some of the ways that the bank is giving back to the community. You were talking about a healthy wellness award.
Yes.
What was that?
We were named the healthiest workplace in the state of Michigan for all employees of 150 or less by the governor's office.
That's awesome.
It is absolutely awesome.
So are you pretty healthy?
We think we are. Absolutely.
Yeah?
We have last year we had two relay teams running the Detroit Marathon.
Wow.
This year we have three running the Grand Rapids Marathon. So I'm taking 15 employees to run the Grand Rapids Marathon. I only have 40 employees.
Are you running the?
I absolutely am. It's a relay.
Okay.
It's real. My days of running,
because I know you are.
Yes, I've run marathons, but those days are kind of behind me. But the relays are fun. It's a great way to participate with everyone from the organization in something that's healthy.
Yeah, don't tell my staff that anything about running marathons, because that's not where we're going to go.
We have some plans for next year for other organizations.
Oh, okay, great. Because we have a health and wellness policy as well, because we believe that, you know, mind, body, spirit, it's important for us to be able to do this work that we do. Let's talk a little bit about, again, how you got involved with United Way, because I think that when you were in Three Rivers, you had some exposure to the United Way there.
Yes, I did. As I said, I was involved with United Way for many years. But when I was in Three Rivers and president of a bank there, one of my board members was the executive director of the United Way for St. Joseph County.
And that
Michigan.
Was Kelly.
Yes, it was Kelly, a wonderful person. And she really kind of took our organization and me to a different level relative to United Way. Kind of showed it to me behind the scenes, what the organization does, and the impact that it has in the community, whether there or here. And that it really took me and organization kind of the leadership levels within her county.
So have you seen some of this, the same things with the United Way here? We're completely different sizes. Kelly's a smaller United Way serving a county. We're a little bit bigger, serving three counties. What have been some of the differences that you've seen?
Probably here, I think it's a broader spectrum of what you're involved in. I think some of that is just shift over time, but it's also, you know, meeting the needs of the specific community. Community here versus community in St. Joe County, different communities. So
right.
It's one of the nice things about United Way is you're able to identify what is needed right here, what's important right here, what's important right now right here, and to be able to, you know, adapt and be flexible and make those changes.
So what do you think is the biggest thing that United Way does for our communities?
Probably the biggest thing is awareness. I mean, it's easy to say it generates money for organizations. I think that's the net result. I think the key thing is it provides awareness of not only needs, but of organizations that could use the assistance. Those organizations that do wonderful work that maybe don't have the budgets that they need to let everyone in the area know what they do. So that's really what United Way is, one of the key things it's doing.
So if you had to, or if you were able to tell the audience one thing to get people involved to be everyday philanthropists, what would that be?
Just get involved in an organization. You don't have to give to 10. Get involved somewhere. I mean, get eye to eye, get face to face, talk to people, see what happens. I mean, just get involved. And when you're involved, you see it from you walk in someone else's shoes, you see it from their eyes, and it makes a difference.
That is perfect. Thank you so much. I want to thank you, Rick of Edgewater Bank. When we return, we'll continue our conversation on Everyday Philanthropists with Jonah McDonough of State Farm.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. I'm joined this evening with Jonah McDonough of State Farm, who's here to continue our discussion on Everyday Philanthropists. Welcome, Jonah. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, I mean, are we seeing each other right now over the radio?
We can see each other.
Okay.
But they cannot see us.
Yeah, it's great to see you too.
Yeah, that's why I do radio.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because then nobody can see me. So I like to start with our audience knowing who our guests are. So
Sure. Can
you talk a little bit about yourself and kind of how did you end up here in Southwest Michigan?
Yeah, so I grew up in southern Indiana, Seymour, Indiana, home of John Cougar Mellencamp. I was born in a small town. That's my town.
Okay.
So born and raised there and moved to Anderson for college and met my lovely wife there. She's from Stevensville, Sarah.
And I know there's a connect here.
What's the connect?
So I went to school with your wife's parents.
Yes, Chris and Candy.
Yes,
Spitters.
I did. Yeah, I graduated with them from high school.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, they are fantastic people.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah, so we met at Anderson University, then traveled the world a little bit, and ended up back here after we had some kids. We wanted to be close to, you know, grandparents, and that's where we're at now.
And you just said you had some kids.
Yes, got three kids, okay. Lainey, Owen, and Chloe. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you have this great voice for radio. Have you done radio before?
Well, yes. Back in the good old college days, I did do a little news spot for our college radio station.
See, I think that's great. You can, you know, if insurance
just take over from Ray here.
There you go. So I want to talk a little bit about United Way and how did you become involved with United Way and what's your role with us now?
Yeah, so I know you're having a Skepticon later. Probably could have just interviewed me because I was the skeptic for quite a while.
Really?
Yeah, I was really uncertain about United Way, just didn't really know what was going on behind the curtain kind of a deal.
Sure.
And a couple years ago at the Fall Trade Fair with the Chamber of Commerce, Charlotte, we started talking and I voiced some of my skeptics questions to her, and she had great answers. And then she wrote
me
in.
They were real solid answers?
They were solid answers, yeah. Then so she said, hey, you should be involved. And so got involved, and again, I was still a little skeptic. I joined the campaign cabinet a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But just incredibly impressed with the transparency and the accountability of the money that comes into United Way. So now I'm 100% on board, and even as a, you know, as a business owner, I get approached often for people who want me to sponsor something or donate to something. And, a lot of times I say yes. But you know, there's always the question of, is this money going to be used effectively? So with United Way, it's nice because, like I know now, you know, being a part of some of the meetings that we're involved in, there is intense accountability to all the money that's being raised with United Way. So incredibly impressed with the organization.
Well, I'm glad we could help you turn the corner on that. So you said that you were involved with us last year, and again this year you're on the campaign cabinet. So what does that mean? What is that role?
Well, so we've kind of divvied up just responsibilities with that. I am on the CEO, I can't remember what it's called, connector. I help go.
With the CEOs and talk about the campaign and get them involved.
It's always been greatly received by many of the other CEOs in the area.
And why do you came back for a second year. So there was something about it that kept you coming back. What are you finding so gratifying about it?
Well, that's a good question. It's just nice to give back. I don't know, you know, it's hard to measure how much are you actually giving back in a meeting like that, but I feel like I am. I feel like there's some positive impact when I'm meeting with some other CEOs, there's some credibility of, hey, this guy owns a business and he's coming in to talk to me about United Way. I just love the programs. I mean, if you look at United Way in depth and the incredible amount of programs that are involved with United Way, I think the magnitude of impact in our community is just amazing. I mean, I think everybody probably is impacted by United Way and don't even realize it.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 26 at 6, and I'm here with Jonah McDonough of State Farm. I want to talk a little bit about something that you just did recently. And it's interesting because you're kind of a new believer of United Way. You're fresh at it. And you got involved fairly quickly after Charlotte reached out to you. Your mind was changed. It took a little time. And then just recently you did some really creative fundraising on social media for United Way. So I think the journey that you have taken has been incredible. It's been really fast. So I want you to talk a little bit about why you did what you did and what was it?
Yeah. So I pay a lot of money on marketing, you know, to try to get my name out for my business because I need customers to grow the business. And there was kind of a light that went on for me recently of, hey, if I could redirect some of that money to some nonprofits in our area and pair it with marketing, could that be a win-win for me and some of the nonprofits in the area? So we did something recently called, we just termed it Likes for Good, and we were recruiting.
You might want to trademark that. That's kind of fun.
Trademark Jonah McDonough State Farm, Likes for Good. That's all you have to do, right? Just say trademark and it's trademarked.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. It's good.
So we did this thing called Likes for Good, where we were trying to recruit more people to like our Facebook, and we were giving money to United Way. Facebook's an incredible way for us to market our business. So it was a win for us because we got, you know, more followers, and it was a win for United Way for that. Actually, I did bring the check for that.
Wow.
So we got $260, you know, for
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Not a ton of money, but it's pretty cool to that. So here's the check for that.
So
you can't see it, but I just handed her a check.
So. Right. And it is actually a paper. So it's paper check. Yeah. You can see. So what kind of I know we got the response or you got the response, but were there comments? Was any other feedback on this?
Yeah. So we instead of just recruiting likes, we were also trying to promote some of the stuff that United Way does. So we were highlighting just every day some new United Way organizations. And I think there was just some great awareness of, oh, I didn't realize that, you know, the Dolly Parton book is
Dolly
United
Parton
Way,
Imagination, yep.
Or the Logan Center, the Logan is United Center, Way yep. funded. Or, I mean, there's so many things that are United Way funded. So we were just trying to get some awareness for that. And based on the response on, you know, our Facebook comments and likes and shares, I think it was received pretty well.
Well, that's awesome. We love it when our everyday philanthropists do something creative. It's just fun to see the response out there. So Jonah, earlier in our conversation, you said that you were a skeptic of United Way, and it has taken a couple years for you to really all in, buy in, because you just did a fabulous social media fundraiser experience for you and for us. What would be something or a conversation that you could have with somebody to encourage them to become part of giving and be everyday philanthropists for United Way?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think there are tons of organizations in our area to give to. And so if you're giving to some of those of organizations, awesome. You know, but if you are questioning where should I give, I think United Way is a perfect place to start because of the accountability that's attached to the dollars. I mean, your team, I mean, it's just the way they make sure that those dollars are being used effectively and efficiently is impressive to me. And I think if somebody were to see behind the curtain and to see what goes on, they would also be impressed with that. So, you know, I'm an outsider. I'm not paid by United Way at all. And I can confidently give you my vote of approval.
So the interesting thing is that you're a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that United Way relies heavily on are the volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteers sit on our campaign cabinet. They sit on our board. They sit on our impact cabinet. They are the ones that sit on the investment teams making all of the decisions about funding. The staff is just kind of that the vehicle in which we let the volunteers do all of that work. So
sure.
For United Way, we could not do it without all of the volunteers doing that and helping us. So thank you, Jonah, for
sure.
Stepping up and being a volunteer. And thank you for the recent social media fundraiser. That was pretty awesome. And I do have my paper check. So I want to thank you, Jonah, for joining us this evening. And we have more to come on Everyday Philanthropists. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. I'm here with someone that we're calling the skeptic. We know that there are people out there who aren't quite convinced that they should be giving to United Way, and we welcome the chance to change their minds. So we invited someone to ask us or me the tough questions, but she feels kind of bad about not giving, so she wants to remain anonymous. So I want to start, before she asks me some questions, I just want to kind of talk a little bit about what United Way is. So I will tell you what the mission is, and then I'll break that down a little bit. The mission is to mobilize the caring power of communities to advance the common good. So we create impact through the dollars we raise and the investments we make in those dollars. We invest in organizations so that they can help change the quality of life in people that they serve. And it's a collection of organizations that help improve those lives in the areas of education, income, health, and basic needs. So we are, in some regard, a clearinghouse or a vehicle for individuals to give back out to the community in a very efficient, effective manner. Oftentimes that those dollars that come into United Way can often be leveraged for more dollars when some of our funded partners apply for state or federal monies. So there's a leveraging aspect to it as well. But United Way is about creating change in our communities. It's about improving lives. And we do that through funded partners. We do it through working with volunteers. We do it, you know, through a whole plethora of ways. So that's a little bit about what United Way is. So now I'm going to turn this over to you to ask me those tough questions. I'm a little nervous because it's usually not turned this way.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm so glad that you're here.
I'm glad to be here too. That does help me. It makes me understand things. And I kind of have heard of United Way, and I see it sometimes on TV in different places. But how do I know then that my money's going to stay here?
So United Way of Southwest Michigan serves Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Van Buren was added as of July 1 of 2019. So we are now considered a three-county United Way. We believe that raising dollars, the only way that we can have impact in our communities is if those dollars stay local. We do pay dues to United Way worldwide. We have to pay to use the brand. It's no different than any other company or a national nonprofit, the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club. They all have a brand that they are more or less borrowing from their national organization. And so there is a percent, and it's a percent that goes back out to our headquarters, if you will, United Way Worldwide. And the rest stays here locally to help the people here locally. What's raised here stays here, with the exception of those dollars.
Okay. Now, you talked about this a minute ago about giving, kind of collecting money or kind of using leverage that you have when organizations come to you and ask for help. So can you go into that a little more? Like, why wouldn't I just give it to a charity that's close to my heart? Why should I give it to you instead?
So there's a couple pieces of that answer. I want, I have a strong belief and philosophy that people need to give where their heart says to give. So if that is a specific organization, then do that. We never want to be the replacement for someone that has a passion for another organization or for someone that wants to tithe to their church. It's always where that individual wants to give first. There are some advantages to giving through United Way. One that we talked about earlier, and it's been mentioned on the show a couple of times, is that leveraging piece. So there are a number of funded partners that, and we call them funded partners. Those are the organizations that we fund to do that the most critical work out in the communities. There are some of those organizations that apply for state and federal dollars. In order to get those state and federal dollars, they usually have to have a local match. United Way dollars can be used as that local match. So therefore, we now see a return on that investment at a much higher rate than just a one-to-one. So when we talk about leveraging, I believe last year, in 2018, our leveraging number was around the $3.5 million mark. So on top of the dollars that we raise locally, we're also bringing in an additional $3 million back into the community. There's no other organization that can be used as that leverage like that. Does that help that?
Yeah. Interesting. I like that.
So we're going to continue on this questioning here in just a moment. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 26 at 6, and I'm here with who we are calling the skeptic, talking about everyday philanthropists. So I will let you continue to ask the questions.
Thank you. So I've been here in this community for a few years, and a lot of my friends work for companies where they have partnerships with United Way, kind of like you were talking about. So some of them don't quite understand, like we'd already talked about. What do you guys do to help companies reach their employees?
Good question. So we work with about probably 200 companies. So the way that people can give to United Way, there's a variety of ways. They can give as an individual. So if you're not associated with a company, if you are retired, perhaps you're an individual, you can give as part of a company, and that's when we call it an employee campaign. Or you can also give of your time through engagement. So there is a couple opportunities. You specifically asked about the corporations and how do we bring corporations along. So one of the things that we have learned over time, and I've been with this organization for 21 years and have realized that the model has had to change several times over those 21 years. And when I started 21 years ago, we were a very traditional United Way where we simply said, in September, we're going to put our hand out and say, give to United Way because you just trust us and we just go do that. The challenge has been over the years that the workforce is changing. The demographics are changing. We have younger donors that are more skeptical, like you. We have companies that are being bought out by larger companies. So the whole landscape of the work that we do is very different. And so in order to get a company involved with us, it's really around education, awareness, and engagement. So how do we help a company be a part of the community in which they are sitting in, which their employees are living, which they are working in, where they want to thrive? And it may not necessarily be that we go in and make the very first ask of, we want your money, but we really want your time and we want you to be advocates for United Way. And so a lot of the newer companies that we have been working with over the last couple of years, it's about engagement. It's about how do we get you all involved in the community. And what we see is that once you're involved, and I think our other guests have said this too, once you're involved in the community, you see it firsthand and you want to become part of it. So it then can go back to the company to say, hey, we want to be a part of this. So yes, we have a group of companies that we've got a long-standing history with, and we totally appreciate that. But they have new employees. They have new donors. And so we always have to be telling the story a little bit differently. And I think that's the other thing, is not just the engagement piece, it's the stories we tell. We have to be able to tell the story of the impact that's being created by those nonprofit organizations that we fund. And that's really what's been driving the success in the campaign in the last 5 or 6 years. So based on time, I need to get you to get to your last question.
Okay. I hear about overhead. What's that about?
So overhead, you know, it's a myth, I think. We have to... There are often questions you asked earlier about the question of how do I know if our dollars stay here? And there's also a question of how do I know my dollar that I'm actually donating is going back out into the work that we do? It costs us money to do the work. We are not all volunteers. We do have some expenses to pay, just like any other business, whether it's a nonprofit or for-profit business, it does cost us. However, I believe that we are very efficient and very effective with the use of the donor dollars because that's what drives us. I always have to remember that these are donor dollars. We have to do what they say they want us to do, and I want to make sure that we are the most effective and efficient with the dollars. But yes, there is an administrative cost to doing this work. But we are truly effective at it. I want to thank the skeptic. We have to go to break. I'm enjoying these questions. But when we return, we'll continue with our conversation on everyday philanthropy. So stay with us.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to 26 at 6, and we continue our discussion this evening with Casey Tubman of Whirlpool, and we're talking about being everyday philanthropist. Welcome to the show this evening, Casey.
Thanks, Anna. Great to be here.
So, Casey, we're going to talk about your role with United Way in a moment, but I want the audience to kind of know who you are. Where did you come from?
Okay.
And how'd you get to Whirlpool and... Yeah.
It's a long story, but I'll give you the short version. So I grew up here in West Michigan, a little bit north of here, actually north of Grand Rapids.
I did not realize that.
Okay. So I'm a local kid, I'll call it, a couple hours away. And then I went off to Ann Arbor for school, went over to Chicago.
Go Blue.
Yeah, Go Blue, of course. Went over to Chicago to work, back to Grand Rapids, and then landed here at Whirlpool. I came here 23 years ago on a 6-month contract. And I've been here 23 years since.
Wow. That's almost as well. I've been at United Way for 21, but I did not come on a 6-month contract. I came on a, you know, long term contract.
You actually had a job.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And I still have it. So that's good. So what is your role at Whirlpool? And has that changed in the 23 years?
It has changed. So I started out in engineering, actually, when I came here, and I changed over to marketing around 2002. And I've been in sales and marketing for the past 17 years, I guess. And most recently, I have responsibility for the North American laundry business.
And laundry is obviously washer, dryer, and is that pretty much it?
Mainly
right there?
Washers and dryers. Okay. There's a few other things, but those are the big ones.
So we talked about your role at Whirlpool, but you have a role at United Way, and I think it's a pretty big role. You actually have a couple roles. What are those at United Way?
So, as you know, I sit on the board.
Yes, I do know that.
I sit on the executive committee as part of that board, and I chair the impact committee as well.
And what's the impact committee?
So that's again, another long answer, but I'll give the short version. So the impact committee spends their time determining how best to impact the community, where to spend the dollars that are raised, what partners to fund, and what areas that are in the most need going forward, and also looking, I'll say, further out into the future about how to best impact the community in positive ways.
Why did you get involved with United Way?
Great question. You know, it's one of those things that I go back many years, and what I remember growing up was always helping and doing things in the community with my family, my father, my mother, and three siblings. And so it kind of just was something I think I grew into and have done ever since. I came here 23 years ago, I mentioned, and I remember the first year I was here. In fact, it reminded me when I pledged 3 days ago that
thank you for that.
I've been pledging since 1997. And I remember the first year we did the Day of Caring, they used to call it. I think they still call it something similar. You know, it was just kind of like I had the opportunity, and it was almost something I was expecting to do. And I think, you know, again, I've been with Whirlpool for a long time, but I think they help this community in ways that people don't always see, but they encourage volunteering. They provide opportunities for that. And so partnering with United Way has been something that's happened for a long time. And again, having those opportunities for me was something I look for on a regular basis. Some will say I almost spend probably more time looking for those opportunities than other things.
You mentioned that in 1997, you got involved in the Day of Caring. Do you think that volunteering for United Way has helped you be more willing to be a financial donor? I mean, do you think those two things are tied together?
So I think the two can be tied together, but I don't think they have to be tied together. Does it make it easier? For sure. When you see how the money is being spent firsthand because you're involved in it, obviously it gives you confidence in how the funds are being used.
So why did you become a board member?
Because you asked me to.
See, I think that that's the best answer. But you became a board member, and soon after that, we needed someone to step into the role of the Impact Cabinet Chair. And I know we asked you to do that too, but
I think it was day one.
But you willingly said yes.
I did. So so back to the original question about just being on the board. So I had been the campaign co-lead and then lead within Whirlpool, which again teaches you a whole bunch more about what goes on and you learn a ton. So I was grateful for that opportunity. And then when asked to join the board, it just allowed me to take that to the next level of how I could get involved and make a difference. And so I was happy to do that as well. And so again, in day one or two, when you asked me to take on the impact committee, I saw it as an opportunity. That committee is, again, the impact committee, so it's very impactful. And so I was happy to do that.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 26 at 6, and I am here with Casey Tubman of Whirlpool. We're talking about everyday philanthropists, but his role at Whirlpool, why he joined the United Way board, and also why he stepped up to being the chair of our impact cabinet. So I want to ask you, what do you think is the biggest thing United Way does for our community?
So Anna, the biggest thing I see that the United Way provides in the community is the connection points. There's lots of great things happening in the community. And every time I turn around, I find out that United Way is connected to it one way or another, whether directly involved in making it happen or in the background through funding. Again, things that we talk about as an impact cabinet. And again, there's plenty of examples. People know there's great things happening. We have the Boys and Girls Club in town. We have the YMCA. We have the Salvation Army, to name just a few of the many things. But again, as I get involved in different things, I find that each of those has a tie to United Way. And again, whether that's direct help or funding in the background, it's those connection points that make it the impact that United Way is.
I want to go back to something you said because it will help me with my final question with you. But you were at Whirlpool, you were the lead and the co-lead of the internal campaign chair or the campaign.
That's correct.
And I'm sure that there were folks at Whirlpool that didn't want to give. What were some of the messages, or how did you help people to understand that giving was important?
I'll say there's many things that we communicate as a company. Again, we ask people to give. It's not a precursor to working there, I'll
employment.
Say, employment. But I think having the conversation with people and sharing with them all the great things that United Way does, and probably the big one for me, as you know, I'm a numbers guy, seeing the multiplication, right? If you donate to United Way, Whirlpool, and if you're a Whirlpool employee, Whirlpool then matches it. Mm-hmm. So now we get to 2, right? 2X. And then, of course, United Way takes that money and looks for state and federal funding and other grants for matches. So in the end, I like to tell people your $1 turns into a $5 bill.
The leveraging.
And so that leveraging is huge. At the same time, I like to tell them, okay, that's the financial piece, which, again, as a numbers person, that's important. But I think just the fulfillment that you get from giving to others and seeing how it helps them, you can't pass on that, let's say. And so there's two approaches I think we have. One, well, there's a third too. We just try to have fun.
Right.
As you know, some of our campaign things are fun. I think somebody I know still has their phone. When I ring on their phone, a picture of me in a Milli Vanilli or a Run DMC outfit comes up.
Love it.
Because we were having a little bit of fun that day.
Right, right.
So we encourage the fun piece of it to get people involved, and then we encourage the knowledge so they know what's happening and how it happens. And then there's the financial piece, which we talk about, the leverage. So I think all three of those are things that are important for us to convey.
And I think that I'll ask you this next question, but I think the answer is probably fairly similar, that if I were to ask you, what would you tell our community and the folks that live in our community on what was the top reason for giving to United Way? What would that be?
I think for me, it's personally, everyone has to make that personal decision. And I know many people in this community give to different areas and things that they're interested in, obviously support churches, other organizations as such. But again, for me, it comes back to, and as well, I do those things. But then when it comes back to United Way, I always think of the impact that it has across the entire community. So you're not just impacting that organization that you're giving to, which most likely is a United Way funded partner. So they would be getting part of the money. But you're also getting that leverage of the dollars to then help even more. So I know some people love to direct their donations, which is great. They want to get it to the place they're thinking of. But most likely, it's going to get there anyway, and it's going to get there even more so if it's allowed to double and triple, in our case, 5X.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me this evening. I want to thank Casey as well as our other guests for joining us this evening. If you want to know more about United Way of Southwest Michigan or to listen to our other podcasts with WSJM, visit us at uwsm.org. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan. I'm Anna Murphy. Thanks for joining the fight.
And thank you for listening. Join us Tuesday night for the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.